The plan of action is ambitious. Japanese funds will help in a number of areas, including trade, infrastructure, private sector development, health and education, good governance, and food production. TCAD wants African agriculture to grow by 5% a year and double the output of African rice, a crop which is also a main food source and cultural symbol for Japan. Tokyo has years of experience working to improve rice production, not only in Asia, but in Africa as well. It has worked with partners to build new irrigation systems and to improve extension services. Japan has also helped create new high-yielding hybrids, including the heat- and pest-resistant variety called Nerica, or New Rice for Africa. Some analysts say improved rice grown in West Africa could eventually find a market in Japan itself. Tokyo is considering joining the new Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would likely require an end to tariffs on rice imports, a move resisted by Japan's powerful rice lobby. Shihoko Goto is the Northeast Asia Associate at the Wilson Center in Washington.
By growing rice that is seen as desirable to the Japanese consumer outside of Japan is always a way for Japan to move forward in meeting its rice consumption needs on the one hand and meeting the demands for a level playing field in the agricultural market on the other.
Japan's emphasis in Africa is not just about producing more food, but promoting the empowerment and participation of youth and women in development. Shigeki Komatsubara is the UNDP's program advisor for TCAD. He says Japan and the UNDP worked together with local women in northern Ghana to extract the oil from shea nuts for use in cosmetic products such as soaps and creams. The women were trained to improve processing, marketing, and managing revenues in an effort to create demand and widen their customer base. Today, the women's groups are standing on their own.
After, I think, 3 or 4 years, they become fully autonomous. Now, they are not receiving UNDP support nor Japanese support, but their product is, in fact, being sold in Accra, which is the capital of Ghana. Their package has been greatly improved. And they, I think, now has a regular customer who are willing to import those products to Japan to sell to the Japanese consumer, explaining that this was made and made by Women's Association in northern Ghana, and they are coming directly from there.
Japan has also worked on programs to help communities prepare for natural disasters, an effort which is also important in East Asia. 3 years ago, Japan was hit by a devastating earthquake, tsunami, and subsequent crippling of a nuclear power plant. In Africa, there are a growing number of emergencies attributed to climate change. Working with the UNDP's Africa Adaptation Program, Japan helped 20 African countries better cope with weather-related crises by setting up weather stations across Burkina Faso, strengthening early warning systems in Ghana, and establishing a climate change department in the government of Mauritius. Tokyo and the UNDP are also working to improve policies and strengthen institutions that deal with climate and food production. Shigeki Komatsubara of the UNDP says many measures are simple and inexpensive to implement.
In northern Ghana, you know, it doesn't cost much, but for example, for storage of seeds or storage of their products, with little investment, you can make, for example, storage with raised floor, so to say. And if we know something is hitting very soon, then people can, in a sense, protect the seeds and some of the agricultural products in moving them in advance rather than waiting until the last minute.
Japanese funding is also used to build roads and other infrastructure. The country has helped rehabilitate the city and suburbs of South Sudan's capital, Juba, including its river port. Japan's International Cooperation Agency says it's also helped fund a 200-meter extension of a pier in Juba Harbor. These and other efforts are expected to help promote trade between South Sudan and Sudan once relations between the countries improve. Japan is also involved in enhancing security in Africa, which experts say is necessary for sustainable economic development. For years, the Japanese government has supported the training of national police forces, including those in the DRC, as well as UN peacekeepers in African countries. Some are calling for Japan to use its own military in peacekeeping, but analyst Shihoko Goto says it won't be happening soon. Under its post-World War II constitution, Japan has a national defense force, but no traditional military.
Japan needs to go through constitutional reform before it can really expand its military presence overseas. That said, it has been a major provider of peacekeeping operations on a more supportive level in the United Nations. Now, I think part and parcel of this latest commitment to Africa is that whole idea of being able to train people on counterterrorism activities and to provide some kind of military security. But it's going to not be in the form of an obvious Japanese blue beret presence. It's going to be in a more supportive, administrative, more of a we're there on site, but we don't actually carry guns kind of support.
Japan's $32 billion pledge to Africa comes amid increased competition among East Asia's industrialized nations for oil, gas, minerals, and even food from Africa. 2 years ago, Chinese-African trade was nearly $140 billion, about five times as much as Japan's. But Japan says working through the TICAD coalition of Africa and Asian nations will permit Africa to strengthen its economic base and create long-term business partnerships. And some development experts say TICAD's approach is more transparent than China's. They say public oversight should help ensure that any economic growth resulting from improved trade will benefit the largest number of people possible. I'm William Eagle in Washington.